Oh, I'm pretty excited. It's a pretty good defense. A lot of great players play in this defense. Coach Phillips has coached a lot of great players. I think it's going to be an exciting year. I'm looking forward to being back at work and just going over the plays and stuff and just being back out there with the guys.
What are your first impressions of Coach Phillips?
I mean, it's in the NFL. It's a small community. I felt like I've known him for a second. I had at the Pro Bowl in 2011, so I was kind of familiar with him, and it's the same here. A pretty good coach.
Has Marcus said anything about the successes he had with Wade Phillips and how much it might translate for your skill set?
I mean, we really haven't just talked about it like that, but it's. Everything that we're doing in here it fits right into what I do best. Rushing the passer, cover three, cover four, some of the same stuff. I mean, it's not too many ways you can run cover three or cover four. So, we did some of that stuff last year, and I blitzed a little bit last year, and I'm going to do some of the same stuff this year.
How is this offseason different for you? One, if you're not rehabbing an injury, do you anticipate that's going to make you put you in a better place than you were a year ago entering the training camp?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think I'd be in better shape than what I was in last year. And I was in pretty good shape last year, but, I want to go to another level of it. It's always about how far you can push yourself, how much you can better yourself. And I definitely felt like I'm in better shape than what I was in coming into OTAs. And I feel like I'd be in better shape at the start of training camp.
You came into the league with a great amount of talent and seemed to be early in your career.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge for you was to play assignment football as well as showing your talent. How far along do you think you are in the assignment football part, and are you so far along that now you can even maybe freelance or let it flow even more?
The assignment part of it, I'm definitely light years in what I was coming into the league. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know what the secondary is supposed to be doing, the guys around me. Before, when I was a rookie, it was just like, I'm just out here, I'm just – trying to go, if I make a mistake, I'm supposed to make a mistake. But now I'm more into a leadership role. I'm more accountable to my guys around me, where they can depend on me. Whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing, I'm going to get it done. And with that, what plays you can make and what plays, or you got to make sure that you, do your assignment. And, I try to think about every play as my play to make. It doesn't matter about what play is called. I like to – feel like every play is coming my way. I can affect every play. That goes in part in being in shape this year, better shape than what I was last year. I'd be able to make every play on the field. That's how I go about it every play.
Talking about your conditioning and getting this season started and your progress last year, getting through some injuries, how do you feel the strength and conditioning coaches here have contributed to your overall shape?
I've been with Luke for a minute, so... Luke, he's been huge in getting me right. But over the offseason, I wasn't here in the offseason. I spent a little bit of time in California and Miami. I really didn't, just take, days off. I right after the Super Bowl, I started, working out. I wanted to, make a point with that, with myself, that I wanted to, step it up with nutrition and, just working out every day. I feel better at work. I feel better, out there on the field, out there grinding and stuff. And I didn't get away from that not one bit. This offseason.
We talked to you a lot last year about how good this defense could be. Ultimately, how good do you think the defense was and how much better do you think?
Every year I play, every year I come into a new season, I feel like, we're going to be the number one defense. I've never been on any team back in the college or little league football where I went into a season, thinking like, oh, we're going to be all right this year. We just need to get it done. I always had that positive mindset. We're going to be the best defense or be the best team out there, or I'm going to be the best player in the NFL this year. I always go into the season with that mindset, and, this year is no different.
Life change diet, is that being around guys like DeMarcus? What has gone into just as you evolve as a player, mature as a player?
No, I just think it's just more knowledge about like myself and my body and just the game and just life. Sometimes you just gotta step away from the burgers and stuff, and you just gotta it might not be hurting you, but it's definitely not helping you. I want to put myself in a situation where I'm doing the most for myself that I possibly can do.
Is
So
what else have you cut out of your diet, and what have you added in?
I drink water now, just straight water, you know, liquid calories and, like, juice and all that stuff. So, you know, not even Gatorade. I just drink water all the time. And no pork, you know, I don't eat pork. It's just, like, chicken and fish, you know, just basic stuff. I've always been a chicken guy, so that's not going anywhere. So, you know.
How much better do you feel, and how quickly did you notice a change when you cut all that?
Water, just drinking water just about a gallon a day, like, about, like, 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks I started feeling a difference. And my body coming in with Lucas, the best that it's been. So I've been doing something right, and I just want to stay on top of it. And hopefully, you know, I can carry that over into the season. I won't even say hopefully. I know I'm going to carry it over to the season. I'm going to be a whole lot better with nutrition and conditioning than what I was last year. And I was at a great place last year, and I'm going to be at an even better place this year.
What was the toughest to step away from? Was it burgers or was it something?
None of it was tough. It was just – you know, none of it was tough. It was just, you know, every time I eat now, I just think about what this is going to be doing for me, whether it be like broccoli or like bok choy or like green beans. Every time I eat it, you know, I can just eat it straight up like raw. It doesn't even matter to me. I know what it'll do for my body and how it'll help me. You know, it's not really even about taste or anything like that. I know how it's going to make me feel, so it's pretty easy.
Like broccoli as well as the cheeseburger?
No, I haven't had a cheeseburger in a minute or like a steak or anything like that, so...
Are you at the same weight? I mean, last year you seemed like you found a good... Yeah,
I'm at...
Is it like 257 to 250? Where do you...
I'm like, I was like, the heaviest I was last year was like 242. Now I'm about the heaviest I was last year was like 252. Now I'm at about 242, and I want to play in between like 242 to like 252. So right in there. I was good last year weight-wise. And, you know, I'm going to be at an even better place this year.
So you mentioned not taking any time off in terms of the condition. Is that along the same lines as the diet? Was that just...
Yeah,
where'd that motivation come from?
Yeah, just the same kind of deal. You know, I want to be at an even better place. And, you know, I feel like I did a lot of good stuff last year, but I still feel like it was a whole lot more I could do. And I just want to put myself in a situation where I can achieve everything that it is for me. And when the fourth quarter rolls around, I don't want to be thinking about, you know, the ice cream that I had the night before or anything like that. You know, I want to be thinking, you know, I'm prime. I'm in the best situation I could possibly be in. So
we're a couple weeks away from the draft now. When you look back, what advice would you give to the guys that are maybe in a similar position as you coming out, maybe being like a college DN, and might be kind of transitioning into being an outside linebacker, having to do more in an NFL?
What I tell the rookies all the time, you know, whatever it was that got you to college and whatever it is that's getting you to the situation is now, you can't let go of that. You can't just totally try to change your identity. It's some stuff that you got to do better, you know, you want to be better at stuff, but you just don't want to totally step away from your game. You know, when you see players not coming to the league and they don't plan out like you thought they was, it's because they're not doing the same stuff they was in college. You know, if you're doing the same stuff that you was in college, just all the great stuff, and you just add on top of that, you'll be fine. It doesn't matter. You know, the league is just – if football is football, it doesn't matter about any level of it. It's more competitive, you know, of course, but – you know, what gets you to that situation is going to take you further. So I just say just keep being you.
This is the first time since you've been in the league that you're gone through a major coaching overhaul. Does it feel different in there in the meetings?
Not really. It doesn't. Being in a facility, it does feel different. But, you know, I miss those guys. You know, whatever it was that happened, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, coaches that we got now are great coaches, and I haven't really got to know them, but football is football. That's going to be the consistent. You know, cover three, it's not too many ways you can run cover three, cover four. You know, it's not too many different things you can do on defense, you know, to separate yourself. And right now we just ran a 3-4. I said before, 3-4. We ran some of the same stuff last year. It's going to come from the guys in the inside of the locker room, and we all know that. And, you know, I'm excited about it, and we're going to keep pushing.
Vaughn, when you're in there working out, is it a competition? I mean, you guys are all together, but you see one guy do something, does it make you step up, vice versa?
No, I'm not even thinking about guys on my team. I'm thinking about, you know, guys across the league, you know, the guys that you see on ESPN and NFL Network and, you know, all the elite guys around the league. That's what I'm thinking about. I always get along with my teammates and everybody like that because I never look at it like a competition like that. I look at it as I'm competing across the league with somebody else that, you know, we might not even be expecting who it might be. I just try to prepare for the unknown and try to push myself to, you know, a level that whoever it is that's coming up in the league, that I could be right there with them. So. No, I want to be the best. I want to be the best defensive player out there. You know, it's not about, you know, pass rushing. I mean, he's on there. Yeah, JJ Watt, he's on there for sure. Alden Smith, you know, all those guys. So Marcel Darius, it's a elite group of guys, and it always changes. And I want to make sure I'm on that list every single year. So
what's your best box jump?
I mean, man, I'm not box jumping. I'm rushing, man. I'm rushing. I'm running. I'm sprinting. You know, backpedaling, doing all that stuff. So. That's his area right there, box jumping and stuff.
Time for a couple more games.
Being a veteran, going through this a couple seasons, DeMarcus Ware commented yesterday on how important these first few days are. Do you emphasize these first few days with your teammates, and what do you say to them to make sure everybody's getting into good habits?
We got great character guys in the locker room. You know, Chris Harris, you know, he's been attacking offseason the same way since he's been here. And this year is no different. It doesn't matter about the coaches that we have or any of that stuff. It's guys like Chris Harris and, you know, guys that, you know, we know how to do it. It doesn't matter about, you know, the coaches that we got or players that we got. You know, we're going to attack it the same way every single year, and we're going to come out here and going to work.
One more kiss.
There are no slouches in the NFL. When you talk about an elite group of defensive guys, are you talking 50 or 20 or 5? Or?
I don't know. I mean, I put the numbers on those guys. You know, I just want to make sure whatever number it is that you put on those guys, I'm on that list.